That was Wale and Tierra Thomas with Bad on the Beat 99.9. It's 8:59 and I have Wale on the line. Let's speak with him.
NotJustOK.com.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Wale. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. My name is Bimi from the Beat 99.9 FM. Yeah, we're very happy
I'm good.
We're very happy to speak with you. What's going on with you right now? What's happening?
I'm just working right now. I'm just working on my album. Just, you know, on the road, crazy, doing shows.
Yeah.
You know, just working right now.
Yeah. Your single, the one with, the one called Bad?
Yes, ma'am.
We have been playing it a lot here. We really like it, and people request it all the time. Now, I heard that that's kind of how your album is going to sound. It's going to sound really soulful. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's big drums, a lot of, you know, soul music and soul singers over the records. Like, you know, the records sound big, you know, and it sounds like what I call it the new black soul.
The new black soul. Very nice indeed. And it's supposed to be out June 25th. Is that still the same?
Yeah, June 25th, yep.
All right. Now, a lot of people always ask, because you're a Nigerian, Nigerian-American, and they always ask when you're going to come to Nigeria. Is that going to happen anytime soon?
Absolutely. We had a plan for the past 2 years, but, you know, some things happen with transportation and booking and things like that. But, they say this is going to be the year it happens, so I'm excited about that.
Okay. Because you seem to be really, really Nigerian. Like, I see some of your tweets. There was a time you tweeted about some Nigerian food. There's a time you said something about someone. You're making fun of someone on Twitter, and you called the person Ode. And I thought that was hilarious.
I mean, you know, sometimes you got to keep it honest with people. When they try to be disrespectful.
NotJustOK.com.
Now, it seems also that you've kind of, there's a lot of growth when it comes to you. I remember a couple of years ago, I mean, we would see stories on the blogs and everything. Right now, it's like you're really focused on your career, getting this music out, making this money. Would you say you've changed?
Yeah, I don't really let that stuff bother me, because, you know, when you reach a certain level of success, people always like to mess with you, like,
yeah,
you know, in the media and stuff like that. So I just try to separate the two things.
Yeah. Now, you've worked with, of course, Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, Scarface, Nipsey, French Montana, Tierra Thomas, and a lot of people. Is there somebody that you haven't worked with and you would love to work with?
I kind of just work with whoever wants to work with me. Like, you know, I wouldn't say there's anybody that I'm particularly looking forward to working with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of vibe with me.
Speaking of working with artists, I hear that you've done some stuff with Wizkid.
Yeah, I'm on his next project.
Okay. Are there any other Nigerian artists that you are into, that you listen to their music and might possibly work with?
Nato. I like Nato C stuff. I should be working with him real soon.
Okay.
There's a lot. Davido.
Yeah.
You know, he's showing love. He reached out a couple of times. So I'm sure once this album's done, you'll hear a lot more of me and a lot of Niger artists.
I was told to ask you if you're in the studio right now. What are you doing?
Working.
24/7. Yeah. We're looking forward to having you in Nigeria very soon, dude, as in a lot of people. Every time, in fact, when I speak with my friends who are American, they're like, yo, when is Wale going to come to Nigeria, and this and that. So we're really looking forward to having you here. Now, what's your favorite food?
Right now, because I could go for some jollof, some meat pie, some dodo. I'd be good. But try those three things right now, I'll be straight.
Can you cook?
Nah, not at all.
Do you speak Yoruba at all?
I can understand it, but you know, when I was, my parents was always working when I was little, so.
NotJustOK.com.
Like those ages when you're learning languages and stuff.
Yeah.
I was always like babysitter or. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
Or, you know.
Okay, what about like pidgin? What about pidgin?
Nah, because none of my family was speaking that at all. No.
Okay, so where did you grow up, Wale? Was it in the States or any part of... Were you in Nigeria at any point ever?
No, I was in D.C.
Okay.
That was expensive. That plane ride was expensive. My dad made it once a year, but I was, you know...
Yeah.
We couldn't afford that.
Yeah. Well, thank God now you're a big superstar. It should be cake to you.
No, not yet.
Yes, you are. Yes, sir. All right. Well, what can I say? We're very proud of you. Everywhere Nigerians are, when they talk about rap music and talk about music in general, you're one of the people that they mention. It's not just Sade, Adu anymore, and Seal. You're one of the people that they mention.
I want them to be proud, man. I want them when they see me to know that it's their success too. You know.
Yes.
So when I come home, I can get a big, big plate of jollof, the finest, the sweetest jollof in the whole village. Like on those things.
Now, quickly, I need to ask you this though. Who are you dating? Are you getting married soon? What's going on with that?
I don't know. It's hard, man. I don't really trust people like that. So I'm a work in progress.
Okay.
I'm a work in progress.
All right. Well, there are lots of Nigerian girls that will be willing to welcome you with open arms when you get here.
You make me feel like I'm a super big.
Well, you are. And also, I also wanted to ask you, well, there's this thing I've noticed you do now at the beginning of some songs. For example, Dice Pineapples, you did like a little bit of spoken word. Also, this, you did like one or two lines.
Just part of me trying to expand and be a little bit more creative. And
not know, just okay.com.
Doing something different.
Okay. We're not complaining about it. We like it, so you can continue doing that.
No, of course not, you know.
So how's your relationship with Rick Ross, and how's it working with him?
Everything is great. I made that music great. I'm enjoying myself. I'm making good music.
Okay.
I keep a very, very busy schedule. Ross keeps me busy as well, so, you know, sometimes it's hard.
I know. We do know that.